Speaking of politics in California, the plot thickens in the story of San Francisco and the gay marriage licenses being issued there on instructions from the mayor. Other politicians are weighing in, as are the lawyers. Today, a judge agreed to consolidate two legal challenges by conservative groups that oppose same-sex marriage. Judge Ronald Kittesche declined to grant an immediate stay to stop San Francisco from issuing marriage licenses to gay couples. He said there was no proof of irreparable harm. The next hearing is scheduled for March 29th, but Judge Kittesche suggested the two sides get together to set an earlier court date. At the same time, San Francisco has now filed suit against the state, claiming California's law against gay marriage violates the state constitution. When California politics gets so complicated only a Californian could understand them, we often turn to Phil Mateer, political columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle, and we asked him what the governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, thinks about all this.
Well, he's opposed to the move that Gavin Newsom made. He feels that the law is the law as it stands in California and that it was just wasn't proper for Gavin Newsom to arbitrarily to try to change it. Also, the governor is just not on the same page in terms of gay marriages. Like a lot of politicians out here, including a number of liberal Democrats, the line is domestic unions, fine. Shared benefits, fine. Adoption, okay. But when we actually insert the word marriage into the deal, no. And that is a line that Mayor Newsom freely crossed and set off, and it's just sort of a ripple all the way from San Francisco to the Democratic National Committee back in Washington.
Where do California's U.S. senators, Senators Boxer and Feinstein, stand on this?
Well, that's an interesting question. Dianne Feinstein, who by California standards would be your moderate to conservative Democrat, is against it. She says that if the mayor had wanted to challenge the law, he should have just gone to court. He should have followed procedure. Barbara Boxer, the senator who is up for re-election, she is also opposed to Gavin's move. Now, that's what makes that interesting is that she's a very big part of her base is the gay population in California, but she is facing re-election that in a state which is split. And the entire state is not San Francisco or the Bay Area or Los Angeles. A recent poll by the Public Policy Institute out here, a nonpartisan poll, showed that 50% of the population was opposed to this, 44% favored. So you can see that this is one of those split-ticket swing issues that if you were a politician facing a tight re-election campaign, you'd be a bit about nervous about wading in on.
Well, can you explain then what motivated Mayor Newsom of San Francisco to do this, which I understand is not entirely consistent with his political profile.
No, when Gavin Newsom ran for mayor of San Francisco, you have to understand our politics. He was pro-medical marijuana. He was pro-gay. He was pro just about environment. Yet he was painted as the conservative in the race. And he faced a tighter-than-expected challenge from Matt Gonzalez, the president of the Board of Supervisors here, who is a member of the Green Party. Remember, a lot of national attention was focused on the idea of whether San Francisco would go green. Mm-hmm. So Gavin Newsom, since he's taken office, has sort of been on a bit of a unsteady course. There was a constant threat from his left of a possible recall, something that's become very common out here in California. This move solidified him with San Francisco's gay voters, which, although they represent about 17% of the vote base in San Francisco, are one of the most powerful groups. He brought them on board with this. This move has definitely solidified him within local politics. Outside of San Francisco, however, it's a whole different story.
Just briefly, what is the city's case and the county's case to take the state to court and say that this is what they're doing is legal?
Well, it sort of popped out of the hat, I don't want to say prematurely, but Mayor Newsom didn't give a lot of people a heads up on this. He made a couple of perfunctory calls to some of the elected officials that we'd mentioned earlier, and they sort of greeted it with deep sighs. He gave the city attorney here about 48 hours heads up notice. Now, the city attorney has gone ahead and filed suit challenging the state constitution, which is one course that could have been taken. Mm. At the same time, they are defending the action of San Francisco has already taken. In a nutshell, what Mayor Newsom has decided to do is take this very publicly and make it a court challenge with no way to turn back. Rather than just being an academic exercise, he has forced the issue, and he has forced it in California, and it is playing out nationally as well.
Phil Mateer of the San Francisco Chronicle. Thank you.